5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
This is About Space, America's Return to Space, with news and information on our U.S. space program. Is your host of About Space, David Denault.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. Well, the newest member of the all-civilian crew has been named, and there are two more slots to fill. Hear the amazing story of Haley Arsenault next on About Space today. Are you ready to fly away on a dream vacation? For cruises and all-inclusive resort vacations, call D&D Cruise and Tours at 877-747-8631. That's 877-747-8631. And see us on Facebook, D&D Cruise and Tours, where your dreams become a reality.
My disease is called osteosarcoma, and it's a bone cancer. It's very serious.
That was 10-year-old Haley Arsenault during her cancer treatment almost 20 years ago. And today, she is a survivor and will be the first survivor headed to space aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. The person who told her about the mission, called Inspiration 4, it's a fundraiser for St. Jude, and then asked if she wanted a seat in space. Well, that person was Jared Isaacman, a billionaire who purchased a total of 4 seats. He founded a payment company called Shift for Payments and hopes to raise $200 million for St. Jude's. One member will come from a raffle for St. Jude's in which anyone can donate any amount of money to the Childhood Cancer Research Hospital and be entered into the drawing.
Why we named our mission Inspiration 4, to inspire others to be able to do extraordinary, maybe even unthinkable things.
Jared Isaacman. The fourth seat will be a Shift for 4 payments customer selected through a sweepstakes. Haley Arsenault has always had limits. The 29-year-old can't ski, can't skydive. She can't do anything to risk an uncontrolled fall because of a metal rod in her leg that was put there during her bone cancer treatment as a child. But now she has an opportunity to be limitless.
I feel like the luckiest person in the whole world. I would never take back my journey with cancer for anything. I hope that this mission just allows them to look towards their future and dream big. It's really cool for me.
While in space, Arsenault will serve as the crew medical officer. And you still have time to enter. Go to the St. Jude site. And be sure to have your family and friends join us each Tuesday with me on About Space Today and on Fridays with Rick Potluck from our Washington Bureau. And to all our friends in the U.S. and around the globe, thank you for listening. I'm David Denault, and this has been About Space Today.